It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh at three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Circus Sports Studio, it is February 27 of 20 and 24. And it is a hustle-up edition of the show today. However, the agenda remains ambitious. Details forthcoming. We'll make way for some Big Ten basketball coming up later on. More details to follow. But first things first, thanks so much for being here. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Hey, while you're at it, go follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter. Remember that place? At 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Colbert. And if you're on Facebook, like our Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan on the Zuck Machine. You'll find us. Then just hammer that like button and you'll get more local and statewide sports content into your Facebook and or X feed. Make sure you bookmark the website. That's where a lot of that content I'm talking about originates from. 1650thefan.com. And make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. It's where you can get the podcast of this show. Today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute on demand at the website. All sorts of programming information there as well. And, hey, I'm not just doing this for my health. It is a worthwhile regular stop on the World Wide Web, 1650thefan.com. Save the number in your phone. 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, with any questions or comments that you may have to add to the program at any point, or you could dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show with your questions or comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. By all means, don't be shy. Send me an email. The address, Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. Of course, you could tweet at me, you could tweet at 1650KCNZ, or you can send a message to us on Facebook as well. All right, coming up today on the show, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. Plenty to get to in the stack today as the high school boys and girls postseason rages on. We do have one final from the girls' high school state tournament. Basketball tournament today that involves an area team. So we'll get to that here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. Yeah, it's getting cold. Yeah, it's getting windy. It's February, folks. And I know it's March in, 3 days because it's a leap year. But we've really been lucky with the weather we've had. So I think we can survive a couple cold days. And Megan Mulford will give us the details coming up at the tail end of that first timeout. Then we'll come back in the second segment of today's show. And our friend David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com and the 24/7 Sports Network will join the show with his latest on Iowa men's and women's basketball. Really looking forward to talking to David about or getting his thoughts, I should say, about the Iowa women's basketball team suffering that 86-69 loss at then number 14 Indiana last Thursday night. Talked a little bit about that game on the show Friday and how disappointed I was in what I saw there. While at the same time, I mean, tipping your cap to Indiana. They played really well. So it'll be interesting to hear from David. Of course, haven't spoke to him since that game took place. And the Iowa men's basketball team, we talked a little bit last week with David after talking for quite some time that the Iowa men's basketball team, not an NCAA tournament team, they're an NIT team. Are they even an NIT team? And then last week it was, well, there's like the doors open just the smallest amount that maybe if they like went out that they could get into the NCAA tournament. So we'll just see where that all stands as well with David when he joins us in the next segment. So plenty of Iowa Hawkeyes basketball talk today on the show. And then, like I mentioned, Big Ten basketball coming up later tonight here on The Fan. So after we're done with David, we'll take what will be the final timeout of the show. Get your Radio Iowa Sports during that break. Come back on the other side in a third segment and wrap up the show before we hand the baton to our friends at Westwood One Sports for Wisconsin at Indiana. So a Big Ten rivalry at Assembly Hall tonight, and coverage of that will begin at 5:45 here on The Fan. So that is the plan, boys and girls. That is what is on the ambitious agenda. Real quick, things are heating up in Indianapolis as the NFL Scouting Combine is set to begin later this week. You heard a lot of talk about it today, more so today than yesterday, but the talk's heating up. Dan Patrick Show, Jim Rome, Rich Eisen, they all do such a good job covering the NFL. And my Chicago Bears GM Ryan Poles spoke today. I listened to that audio while I was getting some work done, and I already saw the clickbait headlines out there that GM Ryan Poles all but guarantees Justin Fields trade. He didn't do that. He didn't do that. He said, if we're going to trade Justin Fields, we'd like to do it before free agency opens. And, of course, free agency opens before the draft. And so Ryan Poles is just saying, I want to go into free agency knowing the path that we're going down. Then you get people, you get outlets, and out of respect to the outlet, because they don't typically engage in this, I'll leave them out of this. But, you know, there's a lot of guilt to go around. But I'm looking at the headline right here. Bears GM Poles all but signals Fields trade on the horizon. It's not true. I listened to the same audio. And so just irresponsible. I mean, you're probably going to click on it if that's the headline. But if it's Bears GM Ryan Poles plays it down the middle during media availability today, are you going to click on that? No, because that's where the story was before today. Ryan Poles, GM of the Bears, in the Bears front office, they don't know what path they want to go down yet. Do they want to draft a quarterback with the number one overall pick? Would they trade out of it and maybe draft a quarterback later? And this is another thing, too. I was telling Mark Simpson about this the other day. So many of the analysts get wrapped up in, well, your rookie quarterback, he's getting toward the end of his contract, so you got to give him that big money deal if you want to keep him. Are you sure you want to give your guy and commit to him and give him that big money deal? There's this thing called the franchise tag. Okay, Justin Fields has a fifth-year option he can play on next year. So you don't have to talk contract if you want to stick with Justin Fields for one or two more years, or maybe you stick with him definitely for one more year. He proves you need to keep him around, but he's still not elite, you know, really good, but not elite. It's called the franchise tag. The Baltimore Ravens used it. The Baltimore Ravens used the transition tag on Lamar Jackson, and nobody talks about this. None of these analysts. It blows my mind, because a lot of times anymore, notable football player in the NFL gets the franchise tag, they hold out. Hold out. I don't care. Your players union agreed to this. So if I'm Ryan Poles, I go, I can play it year to year with Justin Fields. You can tag him twice. You could go year to year with Justin Fields for four more years. Plays under the fourth year of his rookie contract this year. You exercise the fifth-year option because he was a first-round pick. The following year, you tag him, and you tag him. That's four more years of team control year to year. Nobody talks about this. I find it irresponsible, to say the least. And, you know, this clickbait headline made me think of that. I'm just basically what I'm doing here is I'm on my soapbox and I'm asking for more out of my peers in the business. Because I know the NFL is a monster and it rightfully so is going to dominate headlines even when it's in the off season. But have some responsibility about the reporting. And have some responsibility about the way you talk about things. Talk about them genuinely. Not that, oh, the Bears are in a corner because they got to pay Justin Fields. They don't. They don't. All right. Hustle Up edition of the show. And by nature of that, I'm going to cut myself off there. But my hope was that that wasn't too Bears-centric. More so that the Bears are a great example of some of the irresponsible reporting that's going on. And so, say what you will. But if you got any thoughts, 319-277-1918, 800-913-9479, or email me, Cole at 1650thefan.com, or tweet at me, at RealColeBear. All right, yeah. So, anyways, we should dive right in. Area sports news and scores for a Tuesday. The second-ranked Waverly Shell Rock boys basketball team is going to the state tournament. The Gohawks held off Grinnell 56-54 in a Class 3A sub-state final last night in Marshalltown. Brothers Luke and Noah Frazzle each scored 19 points for Waverly Shell Rock. The Gohawks now 20-3 overall. They are the 2 seed at the Class 3A state boys basketball tournament. They play 7 seed Pella a week from today on Tuesday, March 5th at 7:15. In case you missed it yesterday, over on Cruising KCFI, you may have heard Grace Knutson hit 8 three-pointers, tie a tournament record, scored 34 points to lead Cedar Falls to a 71-65 victory over Davenport North in the Class 5A Girls State Basketball Tournament quarterfinals. Cedar Falls will next play Dowling Catholic Thursday morning at 11:45 in the semifinals. Pre-game coverage of that game will begin on Cruising KCFI at 11:15 on Thursday morning. The girls' state basketball tournament continued today, and a pair of area schools are in action, or one was and one will be, this afternoon, a 3:15 tip, Class 4A quarterfinal, Waverly Shell Rock against Sioux Center, second seed of Gohawks, Sioux Center, the 7 seed. Gohawks entered this game 23-0. Sioux Center entered 17-6. Waverly Shell Rock came out of it 24-0. The Gohawks get a 55-51 win over Sioux Center in that 4A quarterfinal, led by Caitlin Eganas, 21 points. Later tonight at 6:45, a Class 2A quarterfinal, three-time defending state champ Dyke New Hartford plays Cascade. Top-seeded Wolverines are 23-2. Cascade is 17-6. The Cedar Falls boys basketball team looks to punch its ticket to the state tournament tonight. Fourth-ranked Tigers go against Waukee Northwest in a Class 4A sub-state final at the Roundhouse in Marshalltown. Tigers bring a 19-3 record into tonight's game. Waukee Northwest is 15-8. It's the first-ever meeting between the two schools, and you can hear this game on Cruising KCFI, pregame at 6:45, tip-off at 7. The UNI men's basketball team closes out its home regular season schedule tonight, hosting Valparaiso in Missouri Valley Conference play. The Panthers begin the final week of the regular season in a tie with Belmont for fifth place in the league standings with 2 games to play and a top 4 seed and first-round bye at Arch Madness still up for grabs. UNI can finish as high as the 3 seed and as low as the 8. Panthers are going for a season sweep of the Beacons. They got an 86-67 win at Valpo earlier this month. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 on 93.5 The Mix tonight. Tip-off is at 7. And the Iowa men's basketball team is at home tonight as well, hosting Penn State. Tip-off is at 8:07. Both teams are 8-9 in the Big Ten. The Nittany Lions defeated Iowa 89-79 in their first meeting in Happy Valley back on February 8th. The Hawkeyes have won 15 of their last 16 against Penn State in Iowa City. For a conference best ninth time this season, Iowa's Caitlin Clark has been named the Big Ten Player of the Week. This is the 28th time in her career she has received the weekly award. In Iowa's win against Illinois on Sunday, Clark recorded her 16th career triple-double, finishing with 24 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists. The 6th-ranked Wartburg women's basketball team will host first and second round action in the Division III NCAA tournament. The first round games take place Friday, and the second round game is Saturday. The Knights face Wisconsin Lutheran Friday evening at 7:45. The other matchup has Illinois Wesleyan playing Concordia Moorhead. Wartburg received an automatic berth to the NCAA tournament after winning the American Rivers Conference tournament on Saturday. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side. We're talking Iowa men's and women's hoops. David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com, the 24/7 Sports Network, joins us next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
Shohei Ohtani homered in his Dodgers debut today in Cactus League play, went 1-for-3 with a two-run shot, struck out in his first at-bat and grounded into a double play in his second, but then hit the opposite field shot in the fifth inning for the Dodgers as they face the White Sox today in Arizona. In the NBA, ESPN is reporting the 76ers are hoping for a late March return of center Joel Embiid. Chris Paul returns to action tonight for the Warriors against the Wizards, but Golden State without Andrew Wiggins because of personal matters. In the NFL, ESPN says the Chiefs are planning to use the franchise tag on corner Legarius Sneed, but are allowing Sneed to seek a trade with another team off of that tag if he chooses. Vikings have named Josh McCown as their quarterback's coach, while Bears GM Ryan Poles said today the team will do right by quarterback Justin Fields if they decide to move on from the quarterback this offseason. New Raiders GM Tom Telesco says they have no intention of trading wideout Davante Adams, saying, quote, he's a Raider, end quote.
This is Pat Hughes, the voice of the Chicago Cubs. Your home for Cubs baseball in the Cedar Valley is 1650 The Fan.
You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter to keep you up with the day's biggest sports betting news and insights. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Cactus League Baseball coming up today. The Cubs minus 125 favorites with the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds plus 100. Chicago Bulls laying 11 at home against the Pistons at United Center today, 225.5 the total. Pistons are 6-0 to the under in their last six. They have lost 11 straight against Central Division opponents. Northern Iowa, a 14-point home favorite against Valparaiso at the McLeod Center today, 145.5 the total. The Beacons have lost 10 straight. Iowa laying 7.5 at home against Penn State in Big Ten basketball, the total 163. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett at 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A wind advisory begins at 6 p.m. tonight, remains in effect until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Chance of snow tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 11. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 26. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. A dusting of snow tonight. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Circus Sports studio. And David Eicholt, our friend from HawkeyeInsider.com, the 24/7 Sports Network, joins us now. Make sure you're following David on X at David Eicholt and subscribe to HawkeyeInsider.com. David and his colleagues do excellent work. Iowa men's basketball hosting Penn State tonight. Iowa women's basketball, a lot to talk about there. The Iowa women, they are back in action tomorrow night. They play at Minnesota. David, thanks for being here. How are you today?
Good, man. Yeah, happy to be here. Like you said, busy couple of days, but it's almost time for the best time of the year, Cole.
Yeah, I know.
March Madness right around the corner. Cannot wait.
I know. And then we've had this warm weather, and then the days lasting longer. Like when you first start to notice those things, I always think of, it's March Madness time. I'm going to start hearing the music. And that's the next thing. Like when you start to hear the music and some promos, then it's time, and then really, like, I get goosebumps. I'm that guy.
I just don't understand how people don't get incredibly anxious and excited about March Madness. Like, I wish them well in life, because if you can't find happiness in March Madness, my goodness, yeah. Man, take a hard look in the mirror.
Yeah, hopefully you got some other really nice hobbies, because it sure as hell makes me happy. It is the one thing the NCAA has proven that it can do right. So,
let's see if they don't add the 96 team. Let's not give them too much credit yet.
Yeah, I'm going to knock on wood so I don't jinx anything, even though that won't help.
Yeah.
hey, we haven't talked since the Iowa women went to Indiana, then number 14 Indiana last Thursday night, and took a 86-69 loss. I don't know if I've seen a team neutralize Caitlin and the Iowa offense as well as the Hoosiers did. Anytime Iowa loses anymore, David, there's always drama around the game. So I'm curious just to get your thoughts on what was a rather lackluster performance by Lisa Bluter's team on the road at Assembly Hall last Thursday night.
Yeah, I think Indiana just came out with a lot of aggression. I think they had a heart-to-heart players-only meeting after they got thrashed by Illinois, who Iowa just thrashed a couple of nights ago. But, you know, I just think it comes down to what we've been saying all year, Cole. Iowa needs to be able to rebound, and they need to be able to hit shots that with people not named Caitlin Clark. When you look at that game, just it's got to the point where it looked like everybody else was afraid to shoot the basketball other than Caitlin Clark. And so when people criticize Caitlin's high shot total, usually it's because she's forced to try to be able to make a play. And Indiana got to the point where they weren't even really defending a lot of the people on the perimeter. They were just doubling box and one on Caitlin Clark, and Iowa really just couldn't overcome it. So I think with elite post, that's going to be a big problem as well. I think Mackenzie Holmes had a fantastic game. That's nothing against Hannah Stolke. I think she's put in a difficult position. Iowa's going to need to add E. O'Grady or Sharon Goodman or a backup post to be able to step in there and do something to help out contribute on the offensive, especially defensive end, just to try to neutralize that. Because as we come down to the later course of the season, you think about some of the matchups they'll have with Ohio State. Connie McMahon's the reason why they beat Iowa the first time and have that comeback. I believe she had 36 points in that game against Iowa. And then you look at the bracket that just came out today, I believe by Charles Cram of ESPN, has Iowa in the same region as Stanford. Stanford is a top three worst matchup for Iowa in the entire country, in my opinion. They have a lethal two-headed monster in the post led by Cameron Brink, who I think is the best two-way player in America.
Yep.
I think that has mismatch written all over it. Iowa's never out of it with Caitlin Clark, but I think that game really just kind of goes to show that people need to help out Caitlin from the perimeter.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I think it was good that we saw Callie Fierbach get going the other night.
Yeah, that would be huge. Some, you know, whether it's, what's the other girl, McCabe, who comes in off the bench?
Yeah, Taylor McCabe.
Yeah, whether it's her or Callie Fierbach, if they're able to consistently produce down the stretch here, that'd be a massive development. You're right about Stanford. That would be such a tough matchup. Cameron Brink is a monster. I got to say this, though, David. Watching that game, I had gone to an establishment to watch it since it was on Peacock, and I left with like 2 minutes to go at halftime. Now, part of that was I was being responsible and getting home responsibly.
Of course.
But I may have stayed or lingered a little while longer, but I got to say there were a couple times where a ball was in the air, and I know Hannah Stolke once was guilty of it. She couldn't have been the only one. She's what comes to mind now in the moment I'm remembering. Basically, long story short, like the lack of effort to rebound the basketball after that second quarter really turned south for them in that game, David, really stuck out to me. And I was like, man, if that's the kind of effort that they're going to put out there, and I was already getting upset with what I thought was a lack of effort on the defensive end of the floor, I'm like, if this is all it takes to kind of get under this team's skin and punk them, then I'm going home. And that's exactly what I did. I thought Indiana punked them. And I said on the show on Friday that I wasn't, you know, pleased about what Caitlin and Lisa had to say. They downplayed it. You know, they kind of just said stock answers, I think, for the most part, which, okay, fine. But I kind of wanted Lisa to be like, man, we got our butts kicked. We got punked. Like, we got to go through a tough film session now. We got to figure out who wants to play.
Yeah, and I think those are valid criticisms. But I'd also like to point out this. This season right now is starting to resemble what happened last year at the end of it. Iowa lost to Maryland in the second to last game of the season, right? They go out there, they beat Indiana. And guess what? That was also a number two versus number six matchup. Think about how this one's going. Two versus six going into the last game of the season with College game day in attendance. Gabby Marshall struggled mightily throughout the later portion of the year before postseason play.
Mm-hmm.
In the five games prior to the second to last game of the season, she had 23 total points. She has 18 this year. And then she really got going in that loss against Maryland in the second to last game. So I'm not trying to throw a tinfoil hat theory or anything, but what I'm saying is I think that this group is mature enough to understand there's a lot of parallels to last year. Now, for example, Iowa does not have a Monica Sinano. There's no doubt about that. What she was able to do on the block, I think she's going to go down as one of the more underrated players in program history,
mm-hmm.
simply because of Caitlin Clark being her teammate, right?
Yep.
But, you know, with all due respect to Hannah Stolke, she's very strong. She's done some good things. She doesn't have the height of a premier blue blood post player, and that means that she has to make up for it in effort. And I think she's trying. I think she's had some really good games. But Iowa cannot afford a down game when it comes to the effort department, when it comes to the rebounding department, and when
right.
it comes to perimeter shooting. Iowa, because the pace of play and everything, they're never going to be a lockdown defensive team. I've come to understand that. I think people should understand that.
Yeah.
But Hannah Stolke has to be a monster in the post. Addie O'Grady has to step up, and Iowa has to win the battle of the effort. And that's exactly how they beat South Carolina last year, despite giving up 25 offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
They won in the effort department. So there are some things that parallel last year, but there are certainly some things that they need to continue to learn and kind of learn to overcome.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to watch how it all develops here as we talked at the top, March. In the madness right around the corner. All right, in the time we have left here with David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports. Follow David on X at David Eichel. We'll talk Iowa men's basketball. The Hawkeyes playing host to Penn State tonight. And David, after the loss at 12th-ranked Illinois, Fran McCaffrey's team, I mean, last week we're talking like, yeah, the door's still kind of open for the NCAA tournament. Where the hell are we at now?
Yeah, I don't want to say last game was a make or break, but it certainly makes things a lot more difficult. I wish I could remember the metric, but they had if Iowa beat Illinois in that game, there was a 60% chance they would have made the tournament. After losing, they have a 9% chance.
Ouch.
Right now, they're the eighth team out, in the next four out, by Joe Lenardi. Iowa, without a doubt, in my opinion, needs to sweep the last three games of the season. They need to beat Penn State. They need to beat Northwestern, and they need to beat Illinois. And then Iowa probably has to win at least one game in the Big Ten tournament. And I think they're capable of it. But I think right now for Iowa, if they want to try and make a run in that Big Ten tournament, they have to get off that dread 8-9 seed line, because Purdue is so much better than everybody else, it's not even funny at this point. Now, I don't think Purdue's a true national title contender still to this point, because I don't think Zach Edey's going to get the whistle that he has all year. And the Big Ten and officiating don't even get me started on that. I think it's a problem everywhere, and men's and women's basketball. I don't care if Iowa's playing or not. It's a big problem right now. But Iowa just needs to win out the next three games. They need to win one in the Big Ten tournament. If that happens, I have a tough time seeing them not get in. But at the same time, I hate to try throwing a silver lining, Cole. If they get Tony Perkins back next year and keep all the core components, I really do like the potential of this team next year. I think there's a lot of progress that's been made, and I think that they're certainly feeling good at least about the foundation of the program going forward.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because I wanted to ask, given the point we're at in the season, like, what's been your impression of Fran when you take in just all the interactions, everything you've heard from him, just kind of how you see him throughout this season that, you know, hasn't been as successful as most Fran McCaffrey seasons have been?
You know, I think they had opportunities to be, and I think you need to look at this. Again, I don't want to sit here and say the glass is half full, but look at the positions they've been in, especially on the road and in their Big Ten losses. In six of the Big Ten losses, they had the lead with at least 12 minutes to go. I believe four of them, they had the lead in the last 6 minutes or less.
Wow.
It's a lack of execution down the stretch that's been the big problem. Now, again, Tony Perkins, I think, is an all-conference guard at this point. I think Iowa, Brock Harding either needs to take the step up next season to be that starting point guard, or they need to get somebody through the portal. Ben Cricke, they'll have to get a replacement at that four spot, maybe a little bit of a more perimeter-oriented four spot, have Owen Freeman in the middle. But I also think, like, they're frustrated that they haven't been able to close out these games. But again, I think if you think the long-term 2 to 3 year vision of this program, I think they at least feel good about it. Now, the other question is, will Peyton Sanford return next year? I still think he will, but I think he's going to enter the draft process to get some feedback, because I just saw today from Bleacher Report, they have him going number 42 overall in the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
There's been legit buzz about Peyton Sanford going back to the summer. I kind of hinted that to our VIP subscribers. But Peyton, I think, has really started to play himself into a legitimate, hey, should he stay or should he go type of situation. So it's going to be interesting. Again, I think they recognize the opportunities that have been there, but they're also at least not in full panic mode because of what the future, I think, could hold.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, the NFL scouting combine happening later this week. With Cooper DeJean's injury, is he doing anything in Indy?
I think he's just getting measured, at least get his measurables, but he's not really testing or anything. Now, again, I think he's about 90-95%, but I think there's really high expectations on him. And I think his agent and him talked about it, and it's probably best for him just to go and go through some individual workouts instead, rather than go out there and put up numbers that really don't resemble the caliber of player he is. And as a Packer fan and him being mocked to the Packers, I'm absolutely all for it.
Yeah. I'd take him in a Bears uniform, that's for sure. Is there definitely a Hawkeye in Indy this weekend that's like got the most to gain with a good combine?
I would probably say Logan Lee. I think Logan Lee, I think he got overshadowed by all the guys, all the All-Americans in that room with Jay Higgins, Nick Jackson, obviously Cooper. I think Logan Lee, I think he can play himself into being a fifth or sixth round, I don't want to say flyer, but he has the temperament to be an NFL player, and it will not shock me if he at least performs pretty well at the combine and ends up getting a late-round draft pick.
All right. Great stuff, David. Great to catch up with you. We'll follow your coverage of the Iowa men hosting Penn State tonight, and we'll follow you on X at David Eichel. Take care. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Take care.
Likewise. David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, we got to take this last time out. Get your Radio Iowa Sports. Come back on the other side. Wrap up the show and make way for Big Ten basketball coverage of Wisconsin at Indiana beginning at 5:45. We're back to wrap it up right after this.
Radio Iowa Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball, where the Iowa Hawkeyes back in action tonight at Carver Hawkeye Arena, playing host to the Penn State Nittany Lions. The Hawkeyes dropped a 10-point decision to the Nittany Lions on the road earlier this month. Tip-off tonight for Iowa and Penn State set for 8 o'clock. In the Missouri Valley Conference, the Northern Iowa Panthers tonight play host to Valparaiso. The Panthers cruised to an 86-67 victory over the Beacons on the road 2 weeks ago. Tip-off set for 7. Tomorrow night, 8th-ranked Iowa State back in action playing host to Oklahoma. While in the Valley, Drake goes on the road to Illinois-Chicago. Women's college basketball on the schedule tomorrow night. 6th-ranked Iowa goes on the road to Minnesota, while Iowa State travels to 15th-ranked Kansas State. I'm Tim Fisher, Radio Iowa Sports.
Pick up the best wild bird food for less during our KT sale this week at Fleet Farm. Get 20 pounds of Basic Blend on sale for only $6.99. Save on a 35-pound bag of Birders Blend for just $21.99. Plus, we carry over 150 varieties of wild bird food, so you'll find something for every bird in your backyard. Save on everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agriamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on AgriAmerica. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agriamerica.com. That's agriamerica.com.
Hi, this is Sandy of Simpson Floor Covering, your family-owned destination for carpet, vinyl, tile, wood, and more. Our professional installation crews ensure a perfect finish, while knowledgeable staff makes it easier than ever to bring your vision to life. Discover floor covering with a flair at Simpson Floor Covering on University Avenue next to iTech in Cedar Falls. Your local destination featuring long-lasting flooring, Simpson Floor Covering, where your floors become a masterpiece. Check us out at SimpsonFloorCovering.com.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024 in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
11% off everything is happening now at Menards. Transform your home with top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Right now, get a Criterion stainless steel gas range for just $618.99 after 11% off. Good to March 3rd. Savings are mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Mid-Iowa Electric Motors and Equipment has over 20,000 square foot of warehouse inventory, making it the largest motor warehouse in North Iowa, Southern Minnesota, and now in Central Iowa. I'm Ryan Lehner. We are your leading source of replacement motors with more than 2,500 motors in stock. We also carry a variety of pulleys, capacitors, and belts. Mid-Iowa's repair shops in Mason City and now in Kessley, Iowa, are capable to rebuild or replace your existing motors. Visit us online at midiowa.com and on location at 16455 Lark Avenue, Mason City, and now in downtown Kessley, Iowa.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Well, you kind of get to this point of the season and maybe a little less scout and a little more rely on what you've done all year, right? So, you know, we really don't need to go hard and you know, like, in the next 2 days. I think it's more about recovery, the mental aspect of it in terms of what do we need to do to whoever we might be playing, and really take that mental aspect of it, so that way when we come back here on Thursday, we have some fresh legs and we're able to compete. I think that's probably more important than, you know, anything we can do in practice.
That's the voice of Cedar Falls High School girls basketball coach Greg Grohn, as he was talking about the best way to get prepared for the Tigers Class 5A State Tournament semifinal that's coming up Thursday morning. Tigers take on Dowling Catholic. Tip off at 11:45 on Thursday, 11:15 pregame over on Cruisin' KCFI if you're not going to be able to make it to the Well in Des Moines. Big Ten basketball coming up after an NFL Network update and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Wisconsin at Indiana. Stay tuned for the Badgers and Hoosiers. I'm headed to McLeod Center for UNI Valpo. Have a good night, everybody. Back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.